A team of filmmakers have just returned to Byron Bay from northern Queensland, where they've spent long days filming parts of the region. As part of a feature-length documentary, Positive Change for Marine Life, plans to investigate industrial impacts on the surrounds of the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area. More specifically, it's exploring effects associated with the Abbott Point coal terminal expansion and of dredging in Gladstone Harbour. I caught up with Positive Change for Marine Life founder and CEO, Carl Goodsell, about what they hope to achieve.
We've put together a team to look into the issues surrounding industry and current and proposed development on the Great Barrier Reef. There's a lot of differing sides and opinions when it comes to industry and what's happening along the coastline adjacent to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park and World Heritage Area. And we want to investigate that from a neutral perspective and put the story out there to the Australian and international community to let them make up their own mind of exactly what the issues are up there.
When did this idea come about? What sparked it?
I guess as a marine conservation organisation, we've always had a close connection to the Great Barrier Reef. I used to work in the Whitsundays for a number of years on dive boats and resorts up there. And I mean, it's Australia's most important marine icon, I guess. It's an area of outstanding universal value. And it's also one of the largest linked marine organisms in the world. Also one of the seven natural wonders of the world. And in the last 27 years, there's been a 47% decrease of coral cover in the reef. And I guess that's something that really concerns us, that in such a short amount of time, something that's millions and millions of years old can be destroyed to that extent. And I guess we just want to look into it and make sure that we, as young people and as people who care, give the reef its best chance.
Have you visited Abbott Point in northern Queensland at this stage?
Yeah, we were in Abbott Point a few days ago.
Obviously, it's one of the world's largest coal developments. What sort of concerns have you heard from some of the people at this stage that live around that area and work around that area?
As yet, I don't think we have enough from different demographics to say whether it's going to have one impact or another. There's only one person that lives on the road between the Bruce Highway and Abbott Point, and we've interviewed him. That will come out in our documentary. From our perspective, we just want to know whether or not the dumping of 3 million cubic metres of dredged spoil into the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is going to have detrimental impacts on the reef. We also want to know whether the Kaylee Valley wetland, that's one of Australia's, that's on the list of Australia's nationally significant wetlands, is going to be affected, and whether adequate baseline studies have been undertaken on that wetland and within the region surrounding Abbott Point itself.
The Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, says strict measures are in place to protect the reef. Is that something that you'll be looking at, those measures? Will they be taken into account in the documentary?
Definitely. I mean, that's part of our story, is we really want to understand what measures have been put into place and whether or not they're sufficient to protect the reef. As I said, we're not taking one side or another. We're not anti-industry. We just want to understand whether or not there are going to be detrimental impacts from these proposed and existing industries. And if there are, we want to just get that story out there and make sure that the whole story is being told.
Tell me about the marine life in that area and I suppose why it is so important.
Well, the current and proposed mines exist all the way from Gladstone in the south up towards Cape York in the north. There's six proposed mines at the moment and some of them are expansions on existing mines like Abbott Point. So I guess the marine life in each area differs greatly. We haven't done enough research yet to quantify exactly which species are in which areas and how high the biodiversity is, and that's something we'll be looking at as well. We're going to be going out more on the reef in our next trip, which will be in the coming weeks, and that's when we'll visit a lot of the actual underwater areas as well, and a lot of the coral reefs and places around Abbott Point and the other areas, so we're looking forward to that.
So your crew has the ability to do some underwater filming?
Yeah, we will. We're hoping to do filming on land, air and sea, and under the sea as well, to bring all different angles within our documentary so people can see these areas from a number of different perspectives.
What voices do you hope to get within this documentary?
I think we want to get the voices of every different demographic within these areas. I mean, we're looking at all stakeholders involved, and that comes down to local business owners, local community members, conservationists, scientists, miners, industry representatives, the tourism industry, pretty much everyone that has a role in these areas, and people that the reef plays a part in their livelihoods ultimately. So we aim to stay neutral throughout the documentary and see where that leads us.
You started out with the intention to film a short documentary, but now you've made the decision to go with a feature-length film. What time frame are you looking at to finish the film?
We'll continue filming. We've got a fundraiser this Sunday at the Treehouse in Ballongil in Byron Bay. At the moment, we're probably realistically looking at a year. This story is a lot more complex than we first thought. There's a lot of different sides, and it seems like everyone has a different opinion, but we haven't really found anyone that really understands the complexity of what's going on. There's a lot of work to do, and we'd like to film throughout the year and hopefully have the film released late this year or early 2015.